sarcasm when you asked me a serious question, because it was a tough time where I just really had just everything was going right. I just had it all ripped out from under me. So instead of crybaby about it, I refused to do any interviews about it. I came out with a statement. I had my shaved head and a gun, a rifle in my hand. It was my father's rifle from Vietnam. And I wrote an essay for Rolling Stone that Jan Wenner invited me to write. And I think that was the best way I could say something, because obviously, you know, from being in journalism, that, you know, anything you say, people will take little pieces out of. And me being a former journalist also, I also know how to construct sentences in the way that they can't be taken out of context. That's also probably why the CIA wanted to recruit me when I was a younger child, my father told me before he passed.
The CIA wanted to recruit you?
He said something along those lines. He said he tried to protect me from them because I think that he was somehow involved in Vietnam with covert operations that I'm probably not even supposed to know about. So he never told me about it until he was, you know, very ill at the end.
So on the passing things, he says he was, the CIA tried to recruit you and I tried to keep you away from it.
Yeah, for the most part, he said because of my ability to understand language and count the amount of things in a room before you even get a chance to. I guess it's some form of highly functioning autism, if I were to be diagnosed, which I don't know if you can diagnose that, but sometimes I see things that I don't need to see, or remember things that I don't need to remember. I don't really know the words that you could want to describe it, but one thing I'm really bad at remembering is names for some reason. I forgot all your names, but I remember how many people were in the room. No, it's just, that's my one difficulty, because I want to meet someone, I look into their eyes and I see something about them.